Hey, everybody, how you doing? This is Arthur Lyle with the Lyle Style Power Message, the motivation and mindset in the car. So this is my first podcast episode, and I just want to kind of break down the message that I wanted to kind of do with this podcast. Podcast is kind of new to me, and I really just want to start and share the message that I have on the journey of just being a solo entrepreneur, business owner, and you know, it's just a serial winner. And that's what this podcast is about, just with quick tips and strategies of mindset, business principles, and the journey of consistently winning in mindsets of a winner. So again, my name is Arthur Lyle, and every day what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a talk, you know, on my way to work or to the gym or whichever in my car with a thought of the day or a mindset tip that can help you probably get out of your head and start winning in your life and business. So I appreciate you guys coming on and listening and joining me on a journey of life of success, because to me, success is the continuous thing. And honestly, success is in the eyes of each of us as a beholder. And your success and my success doesn't equal each other, but it only equals what you amount and what you can consider success. And that is what this podcast will be about, those messages and how you can benefit and I can benefit. We all can grow, because in my eyes, everybody eats. Everybody's a winner in their own way. So the message for today is, let's just win. If you put ourselves in a situation when everybody is a winner, there is no reason for nobody to not get what they want out of life. And I think the big difference in life and success is that we go about life and success two different ways. Either you want it or you're going to get it. There's no in between. You know, if you want something, you might just want and not really take the actions to do the things that you want to have. And if you're that person, then that's okay. You know, you live in a life of wishful thinking. Now, if you're a doer and you know, instead of just wanting it, you got to have it. Those are the people that just get up, get out and do something no matter what it takes. And those are the committed. Those are the aggressive. Those are the ambitious people of the world. And those usually are the people that see most success in our world. It's not that they're better than anybody else. It's just that they want it just a little bit more than the average. And that's the type of mindset that I have and I like associating myself with, is, and I like to call those winners, because if you surround yourself around more people like that, man, I tell you what, you are going to open up a realm of so much new opportunity of winning and mindset and motivation and aspiration, and so much of that is going to overflow in your life as you are around those people that's looking for that. And you know, the rule of thumb is, it's what you want, you give more of. You know, my favorite quote from Zig Ziglar is, if you want more in your life, give more of what you already want. Or I think I said that. Totally bombed that. He says, if you help more people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So, and that's just what I want to speak upon is, if you want more wins, help other people win. The more you help other people win, your win is soon to follow. So I wanted to keep this short. I just really don't know much about podcasting yet, but I definitely wanted to just jump in here and, you know, just speak it out and just speak what's on my heart for the day. And the message for today is, just put yourself in the mind frame of winning. And this is our first podcast, and we're still kind of working on a name. So help me. Maybe you guys can help me with the name. Right now, we just kind of got Power Talks in a Car with Lyle Style, and I just really don't want it to be only for barbers, but I am a barber, and I've been a barber for 16 years, and I love this industry. But as a barber, I'm also an entrepreneur, business owner, and I know the message is reachable and touchable to many, many, many more people than just barbers and hairstylists. However, that is my biggest following, and the people that I love, and the industry, I should say, that I love, not just the people that I love, but the industry that I love, because I love all people. But that industry has treated me so well over the years. I just want to also give back to the community of the hair industry. So that's it for today. And I look forward to working with you on our journey to the road to success and so much more. Until then, and next time, peace and love.